welcome to Miranda Tales. I am going to take you into the world of Bimbo the baby elephant. In a land far, far away, there was a family of elephants. Papa, Mama, and 4 baby elephants. Amongst the kids, there was Bimbo, one naughty little elephant who loved to break the rules, always. One beautiful sunny evening, Bimbo's parents called out to the children to come for their daily walk. Bimbo stomped his feet and cried out loud, "I don't want to come. These walks are very boring. We see the same places and do the same things. I want to play here all by myself." Bimbo's parents were shocked and surprised. However, they didn't say anything and allowed Bimbo to stay back at home. Bimbo was happy and played. However, got bored and sometimes and said, "I don't want to be an elephant anymore. I wonder what I can be." Just then, he saw a deer jumping across the green grass. He said, "I would love to be a deer." He tried jumping and imitating the deer but kept falling again and again. He gave up this dream and walked a bit further into the forest. As he looked in the trees, he saw monkeys jumping from branch to branch. He thought to himself, "I would love to be a monkey, choosing tasty fruits from the trees." He tried very hard to climb the tree, but he couldn't, and he ran away from there as fast as he could. As he walked deeper and deeper into the forest, he saw all the colorful birds, in which he saw a beautiful parrot spread its wings and flying around, looking amused at Bimbo, looking at him wide-eyed. Bimbo looked at the parrot with awe and said, "Mr. Parrot, you are so graceful and free. Can you please teach me to fly?" The parrot, amused, said, "Of course, sir. Let's go to the edge of this cliff and give it a try." Saying this, it spread its wings and Bimbo followed, running and raising his front and hind legs. Unfortunately, though, Bimbo fell straight into the pond. Plop! He splashed a lot of water and was covered in mud, completely in pain. The parrot looked worried and said, "I think you need to remain an elephant, my friend." And he waved Bimbo goodbye and flew away. Just then there was thundering and lightning, scaring a baby bird in a nest at the edge of a cliff. The baby bird fell out straight into the pond. The mother bird began to panic and cried for help. "Please, please, someone save my baby." All the birds gathered around, but they couldn't help. Bimbo heard this and jumped into the pond and saved the bird with a swish of his trunk. Mother bird was very happy and thanked Bimbo with a kiss on his head. And all the birds clapped, praising Bimbo for his quick thinking. Bimbo was glowing with the love, thankful that he was an elephant and could use his skills and strength. As it was getting dark, he made his way home, and on his way back, he saw all the animals enjoying quality time with their families and friends. Bimbo began to trot home faster, wanting to apologize to his parents for being a bad boy, and he also wanted to play with his siblings and enjoy family time. This experience helped Bimbo realize that he needs to continue to do what he does best. Be a good, kind, helpful elephant. What do we learn from this story, children? We learn to be proud of who we are, live our strengths with pride, and overcome our weaknesses with help from our family and friends. Thank you.